This is Scale to Fit, fitting your 50s. Restarting exercising and feeling like a rookie at the age of over 50. With Marco Lindgren.
What is your goal? What are you trying to achieve with your exercise? Do you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or perhaps both? Those kinds of questions are floating everywhere in the exercise and fitness realm. And for a good reason. Today, we are diving into the holy grail of fitness goals, the thing so mythical that even unicorns are envious. The topic of nutrition and food easily brings up a range of opinions and emotions. So I won't go into any fine details, but stick to the basics. The basics which will help you on the way towards your own goals. I will also talk about a man who lost nearly 70 kilos from 136 kilos to 68 kilos and won the National Body Transformation Championship in Canada 2022. And then he went on to write a book about his experience. When I started to be more active, I didn't have any particular target or goal. I was happy to move, and I sort of silently hoped that I would get thinner. Not necessarily to lose weight, but to lose fat and gain muscle. I didn't pay much attention to my eating habits, but I gradually tried to eat more vegetables and fewer white carbs. My primary goal was to become healthier and improve my overall mood, both of which I have achieved. And again goes what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back. For losing weight, the old wisdom applies, eat less than you consume. However, when we aim not only to lose fat but also to gain muscle and recompose our body, that old wisdom doesn't really work anymore. First of all, muscle weighs more than fat, so if you are successful in gaining muscle, your weight will actually increase. Your physical activity also influences your overall metabolism, and your muscle mass has an impact on your resting metabolic rate, also known as basal metabolic rate. The more muscle you have, the more your body consumes in a state of rest. So, body recomposition is basically asking your body to multitask. Getting muscle and losing fat at the same time is not rocket science, but it's also not as simple as eat less, move more. You just can't out-train a bad diet. If you want to transform your body, what you eat is just as important as how you work out. We are talking about getting the right balance of the big three macronutrients, proteins, carbs, and fats, plus all those vitamins and minerals that keep your body running like a well-oiled machine. First up, protein, the building blocks of your muscles. When you exercise, you're actually creating tiny tears in your muscle fibers. Protein comes in and repairs those tears, making your muscle bigger and stronger in the process. How much do you need? Aim for about 1.5 to 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight every day. So if you weigh 80 kilos, say, you're looking at roughly 120 to 160 grams of protein daily. Where to get it? The usual suspects are work great. They are chicken, fish, eggs, Greek yogurt, beans, lentils. Also, protein powder is an excellent addition to legumes and lean meats. Your muscles don't really care if their building blocks come from cow or chickpea. They just want quality stuff.
Yes!
Now, carbohydrates get a bad rap, but they are not the enemy. They are your friend when you are trying to build muscle. They are like gas in your car. They fuel your workouts and help you recover afterward. Without enough carbs, your workout will feel like you're running on empty. For muscle building, you want carbs to make about 40 to 50% of your total calories. If fat loss is your primary goal, you can reduce it to 30 to 40%. However, keep protein intake high to avoid losing muscle. But then, not all carbs are created equal. The key is choosing the right kinds of carbs. We are talking about complex carbs, whole grains, oatmeal, brown rice, sweet potatoes, fruits and vegetables. These give you steady energy instead of the sugar rush and crash you get from that donut that's calling your name from the break room. Simple carbs, yeah, that donut, are like putting regular gas in a Ferrari. It'll work, but you are not getting the performance you paid for. And then last, but definitely not least, we have fats. Healthy fats help produce testosterone and other hormones that are crucial for muscle growth. They should make up about 20-30% of your total daily calories. We are talking olive oil, avocados. Yes, you can keep your avocado toast, nuts, seeds, and fatty fish like salmon. Fats are literally the oil, the lubricant that keeps your whole body machine running smoothly. Without them, everything gets creaky and doesn't work very well.
The Good to Know Corner.
What are the substances that the brain craves but the body hates? Yes. Alcohol and high fructose corn syrup, HFCS. First, let me say that I do love my whiskey. I love my bubbles and I even like some beer. But my body doesn't. That is because both alcohol and high fructose corn syrup significantly impact exercise performance, recovery and weight management, though the mechanisms are different. So let's talk first about the exercise performance. Alcohol impairs exercise performance in multiple ways. It acts as a diuretic, promoting dehydration that reduces endurance and increases fatigue. Alcohol also disrupts glycogen synthesis, limiting the body's ability to store carbohydrates for energy. HFCS affects exercise differently. While it provides quick energy through its glucose component, the fructose portion bypasses normal glucose metabolism and goes directly to the liver. This can lead to rapid blood sugar spikes, followed by crashes, potentially causing energy fluctuations during prolonged exercise. Unlike glucose, fructose doesn't efficiently replenish muscle glucogen stores. And then what comes to the recovery? Alcohol severely hampers recovery by disrupting sleep, particularly REM sleep, which is crucial for physical and mental restoration. It also impairs protein synthesis, slowing muscle repair and growth. Alcohol increases inflammation and oxidative stress while interfering with the release of growth hormone, further compromising recovery processes. HFCS primarily impacts recovery through its inflammatory effect. High fructose intake can increase inflammatory markers and contribute to the development of insulin resistance over time. However, the glucose component can help with immediate glucogen replenishment if consumed shortly after exercise, though this benefit is offset by the metabolic burden of processing large amounts of fructose. And then, what comes to weight control, both substances significantly challenge weight management, but through different pathways. Alcohol contains 7 calories per gram, nearly as much as fat, and these are empty calories with no nutritional value. It also disrupts fat metabolism, causing the body to prioritize alcohol breakdown over fat burning. Alcohol increases appetite and lowers inhibitions around food choices, often leading to overeating, and that is why it's practically impossible to drink just one beer. HFCS contributes to weight gain through several mechanisms. Fructose doesn't trigger the same satiety signals as glucose, potentially leading to overeating also. It's also more readily converted to fat in the liver compared to other sugars, and chronic consumption can lead to insulin resistance, making weight loss more difficult. Both alcohol and HFCS can disrupt hormonal balance, particularly insulin sensitivity. They both contribute to inflammation when consumed regularly and can interfere with the body's natural hunger and satiety cues. Neither provides meaningful nutritional benefits relative to their caloric content, and both can become psychologically habit-forming. The primary differences lies in their immediate effects. Alcohol directly impairs physical and cognitive function, while HFCS primarily affects energy metabolism. Alcohol's impact on sleep and protein synthesis makes it particularly detrimental to recovery, whereas HFCS's main concern is its contribution to metabolic dysfunction over time. In the optimal case, these substances should be avoided. If that is not possible or desired, timing matters. Alcohol should be avoided around training sessions and sleep. Meanwhile, HFCS-containing foods may be less problematic immediately post-exercise, when glucose uptake is enhanced, although whole food carbohydrate sources remain preferable.
The Good to Know Corner.
Next up, the micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals that are like the supporting cast in a movie. They might not get top billing, but without them, the whole show falls apart. Vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin, is like your muscle's personal trainer. It helps with muscle function and testosterone levels. If you are not seeing the sun for a while like a vampire, you might want to consider a supplement. Magnesium, on the other hand, is anti-cramp superhero. It's involved in muscle contraction and energy production. Calcium is not just for strong bones. Your muscles need it too to contract properly. It's like the starter for your muscle engine. Iron carries oxygen to your muscles. Without enough iron, your workouts will feel like you are breathing through a straw. And zinc, your hormone balance depends on this little guy. It's also crucial for your immune system because nobody wants to be the person who gets sick every time they start a new workout routine. And then B vitamins. These are like your energy production team. They help turn food into fuel and keep your red blood cells happy. The good news is that if you are eating a rainbow of fruits and vegetables along with whole grains and lean proteins, you are probably covering your bases. But if you are the type who thinks ketchup counts as a vegetable, you should reconsider your approach. And don't forget water, because your body is basically a fancy water balloon that can do math. You need to stay hydrated for your muscles to work properly and for your metabolism to run efficiently. Aim to sip water throughout the day, especially during and after your workouts. If you are dehydrated, everything else falls apart. Proper hydration helps with everything from muscle recovery to fat loss to feeling energized during your workouts.
Yes!
And here's where the things get interesting or tricky. To lose fat, you need to eat fewer calories than you burn. To build muscle, you typically need to eat more calories than you burn. So how do you do both at the same time? It's like being just a little bit hungry, but not I'm gonna eat my own arm hungry. This sweet spot, pun intended, lets you lose fat while still having enough energy to build muscle, especially when you are hitting the protein targets we talked about earlier. It's like threading a needle or tightrope walking, but it works. Some people might go a step further and do higher calorie days for muscle growth, alternating with lower calorie days for fat loss. It's like negotiating with your body. Hey, I'll give you extra fuel today if you promise to burn some fat tomorrow. The calorie balancing act is taken to a completely different level in James Rice's autobiographical book and motivational guide, Transform Yourself. The book details the dramatic physical transformation from 48 years old, severely overweight, pre-diabetic and injured at almost 140 kilos to a national bodybuilding and body transformation champion in Canada. Through stories, practical advice and reflections, the writer encourages the reader to pursue health changes regardless of age, setbacks or starting point. His focus is on exercise, food and recovery. The book is an inspirational story of an extraordinary man. It gives some great takeaways also for anyone who is not after such a magnificent body recomposition, but seeks a profound, sustainable shift in health and life. Firstly, lasting transformation requires community and support. Rice emphasizes that no one succeeds solo. His achievements were made possible through a team, including his trainer, family, and fitness community. Maintaining transformation is not just a physical task, but also a psychological one, supported by others who believe in your vision and keep you accountable. Vision and habits trump motivation. Success depends on establishing a clear vision, a compelling why, and building daily sustainable habits, more than fleeting motivation. Rice likens working out and eating well to brushing your teeth. When these become a routine, success follows. He highlights that having a vision can disrupt your life, but that's often necessary for change. And last but not least, failure, setbacks, and plateau are essential, not optional. Plateaus and failures are part of every transformation, not signs to quit, but opportunities to learn and adapt. Rice explains how he overcame self-doubt, negative self-image, and physical setbacks by reframing failures as learning opportunities. Even after achieving considerable success, the focus remains on continual learning, adjustment, and helping others. So, in practice, how do you get going with the meals for fat loss and muscle gain? Links to detailed meal plans are in the show notes, but the summary would be prioritize high protein intake, that 1.5 to 2 grams a kilo per day, moderate carbohydrates and healthy fats. Focus on whole nutrient-dense foods for both macro and micronutrient needs. Maintain a slight calorie deficit for fat loss while supporting muscle with resistance training. Distribute protein evenly throughout the day and refuel after workouts. And prepare meals in advance to ensure consistency and convenience.
Yes!
At the end of the day, body recomposition isn't about perfection, it's about making better choices consistently over time. You don't need to weigh every gram of food or carry a calculator to dinner parties. Get your protein, don't fear carbs, include healthy fats, stay hydrated and create a small calorie deficit. This isn't a sprint, it's more like a really long walk where you occasionally stop for snacks. Be patient with yourself, stay consistent with your habits, and don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Weekly challenge.
Now take a look at the meal plans and choose the ones that interest you the most. Start by changing one meal per day to the recomposition version. Breakfast would be a good candidate. And what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back. This was Scaled to Fit, Fit in Your 50s with Marko Lindgren. All sounds are made by me. Send us your feedback via email at feedback@scaled2.fit or visit podchaser.com/scaled2fit to leave a rating. Don't forget to check the show notes at scaled2.fit. All the links are there. Thank you for tuning in.